9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, March 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve reaffirmed its plan to lower interest rates later this year. That could mean an end to the healthy returns that savers have been earning on their cash for the past 2 years.
Financial analysts say that rates on high-yield savings accounts are likely to fall first because those adjust monthly, whereas Treasury bills and certificates of deposit are going to fall later because those are in different durations.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
The expected lowering of interest rates later this year means there could be more attractive investments than just putting away cash. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joins me. Oyin, what is the current return on investing cash?
It really depends on which device you're investing in, but certificates of deposit, money market funds, and treasury bills and high-yield savings accounts are all yielding over 5% right now.
When the Fed does announce a rate cut, which rates on people's money are likely to fall first?
Financial analysts say that rates on high-yield savings accounts are likely to fall first because those adjust monthly, whereas treasury bills and certificates of deposit are going to fall later because those are in different durations. So you can get a one-year treasury bill or a six-month treasury bill, and that won't fall until that bill matures.
We talked a lot about how CDs became an attractive investment as rates rose over the past 2 years. With the Fed signaling a rate cut could be coming this year, how have people adjusted those investments?
I spoke with a woman in Connecticut who bought a three-month CD last year at 3.75%. Then she got a 10-month CD at 5.2%. And after that, she started to build a ladder out of half a dozen six-month treasury bills. That was easy to do last year because yields just continued to go up. But this year, it seems like people are either deciding to separate themselves from these types of investing instruments or get into longer-term cash deposit instruments. People have been buying CDs with the most attractive yields. According to Kirinos, a data and consulting firm, about 60% of all CDs that consumers purchased in February were yielding above 5%, and nearly all of those stood above 4.5%. So people are still, even this year, looking for the most attractive yield they can find.
We hear the term ladder a lot when it comes to treasury bills. What does that mean?
It basically just means buying different durations of treasury bills or CDs at different times so that when one duration matures, you can put it into another CD or treasury bill without interrupting the yield on another duration.
What changes have banks put into place regarding investments and rates?
Well, in anticipation for rate cuts, banks are already starting to offer highest yields for shorter terms. So about 70% of high-rate CDs that opened in February lasted less than a year. Financial analysts say that most consumers look at the rate first and the term second. People are grabbing those shorter-term yields, but the term's probably going to be more important going into the future, especially if the central bank does decide to cut rates later this year. If interest rates do fall this year, someone who buys a one-year CD today at, say, 5% or above might end up gaining more in interest than someone who locks in a higher rate for only 6 months. Now, that's, of course, if the CD isn't callable, which means that the bank can stop issuing it at any time, and that means that the person who bought the CD might miss out on that extra interest.
How would you find out if it's callable or not?
Usually, CDs will come with a descriptor that includes what type of CD it is, or you can inquire further with the bank that you're buying it from.
So if it's not callable, then the rate is good for the duration of the CD?
Exactly.
Besides choosing a different term for a CD investment, where else are people putting money?
I spoke with a financial advisor in Kansas who said that some of her clients have already started moving the money that has matured from their CDs or treasury bills back into the stock market. Actually, the woman in Connecticut is also doing that, though she's not a client of the advisor in Kansas. With the S&P 500 rising as high as 32% over the past year, as of earlier this week, it's no question why people are looking at that as a more attractive investment now.
How could a potential rate cut affect homebuyers?
Financial advisors say that locking in a longer-term CD right now might actually be beneficial for homebuyers, especially if they put their down payment in there and aren't actually planning on buying a home until maybe a year or two down the line. At that point, if the Fed does cut rates, that could mean that mortgage rates might be a little bit more attractive.
That's WSJ reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Lindsay Ellis to discuss steps the class of 2024 can take to land their first job out of college. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.